When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem and see this event that God has made known to us." They hurried and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Once they saw this, they reported what they had been told concerning the child. All who heard about it were astonished at the report given by the shepherds. Mary treasured all these things in her heart and reflected on them. The shepherds went away glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as they had been told. The good news of salvation.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Some of us maybe have been told that and learned that God was there someplace, out there, far away. God being transcendent, God being beyond everything. And then maybe some other people told us, no, God's a lot closer than far, far away. God is really close. God is here within each of us. I think those two perspectives have been floating around in different times. There's a sense even in our own experience of life, is God really near? Because it doesn't feel that way. It feels like God is far, far away, especially maybe with some of our worries and concerns that we have about our lives, our world, our families, people who are suffering. Then the beautiful celebration that we have today that we need to have affirmed over and over again is, no, God is here. God is here with us. And even in our flesh, sometimes there's a sense of like this, I think it's falling apart. Or this, it's wonderful and it keeps on growing and it keeps on changing. And what an incredible gift I have in my body. And how good it is that God somehow wants to make a home within all of us and has made a home within us. So we celebrate that goodness that God is here with us. And again, I think sometimes in the past it's been sensed that, well, God could only be within here in my heart and with us human beings. And then we start looking around at creation and it seems like we're having our eyes opened in ways that maybe we haven't in a long time, and we recognize that, wait a second, God's all around in all of creation. Look at the beauty of these poinsettias. Look at the flames flickering. We think of the life we've been given and all that nature is around us. How many of you all have dogs in your house? Dogs. Now, if you don't believe in God, all you have to do is be around a dog long enough. And then you're like, no, wait a second. There's something so special. How about cats? We got some cats here too, nice. Anyone have dogs and cats together? Oh, wow, okay. Another opportunity, we have fish in our house. That's the extent of, and then plants, a zillion plants. The scriptures here talk about what Mary did. This is what I think we need to do. And the invitation to us is to, Mary treasured all these things and reflected on them in her heart. She treasured all these things and reflected on them in her heart. I find today, when some of us old-timers were growing up, it seemed like maybe if you watch a movie, it seems like things were going like nice and paced, slow, and there wasn't, you know, it took a while, and then things would develop, and it just seemed like another pace. And nowadays, you watch something, and it's like, it's really quick, right? You look at ads, and they hit you with like a whole bunch of things really quick. I find it's hard to like reflect. Sisters, brothers, siblings, is that we slow it down, and we do this pondering thing, this reflecting thing, and we ask ourselves, who is this God that if I don't slow it down, I miss it. If we don't slow it down, it flies by. My little granddaughter is sleeping right now in the arms of my daughter back here. She comes over to the house for grandma's special daycare during the week sometimes. And I'm able to see this beautiful child slowly growing and changing every day, something different, but it's over coffee, and it's when she comes, when I'm there before I have to run off to work. And it was just a sense of like I could slow it down and see this spectacular child and the life that is within her, right? That is growing within her and as she changes. So I encourage us today, sisters and brothers, whatever it might be, whatever it might be that will call you to reflect, to wonder, to rejoice and be thankful for this incredible gift that God has given us, the gift of creation, the gift of life, the gift of community, the gift of family, the gift of Jesus in our midst that helps us to open our eyes to see and then to rejoice and then to be thankful. I invite you just to close your eyes for a moment, and we pray that we give you thanks for all that you've given to us in the years that we've lived, short or long. We give you thanks for the ways that you've enabled us to wake up and experience love, experience life and the goodness all around us. We give you thanks that you are with us in our pain. You're with us in our joys. You're with us in our grief. We give you thanks that your invitation to live in you and for us to live within you is one that never goes away. And on this day, we could be like Mary and say, welcome into my heart. Welcome into my life. Welcome, be with me. May I be with you in all ways. Amen.
Joy is to be shared. Let us pray to Jesus that the good news of his coming may warm the hearts of all.
All right, we need Shannon and Tori and Binti.